Welcome to Plot Points with Amanda and Christian.
We're talking about all things fandom.
I'm your host, Amanda.
And I'm Christian. And you want to go ahead?
What are we going to talk about today? We're talking about a very contentious issue between, well, for me anyway, and in movies and TV shows.
We're talking about time travel. And I'm going to try to explain the weird timey-wimey of the whole Captain America arc in Endgame.
Yeah, we're specifically talking about time travel in the aspect of Captain America or Avengers Endgame with Captain America. So here's your spoiler warning now, but just as a premise to this, I enjoy time travel movies, but I cannot conceptualize time travel really well. Like the movie The Lake House, which isn't technically time travel, is just like them being in two different time spheres and them somehow meeting, that confuses me. That don't get me started on Back to the Future. Like I get it, but I don't try to understand all the minute physics of how that works because I don't get it.
I think part of the problem is every movie does time travel in a different way too. So like, because we don't have actual, I mean, that's a whole other topic. But for our sakes, we don't have any actual tangible proof of time travel. Josh, I don't know if you listen to our podcast, but I definitely know you can probably explain the minutiae of this. But for our purposes, there's no time travel. So every story that they have, everyone's going to mess with it differently. And I can conceptualize it pretty easily sometimes. But there's sometimes, and even Captain America, where I just, it's confusing.
Let me kind of lay out what's most confusing to me, and then maybe you can just go through the chronological stuff and be like, okay, this is how this happened. How is it possible that there is, and every time I say this, my friends are like, there isn't two Captain Americas, there's just one, but there's two Captain Americas in two different timelines, and how can the one intersect with the other? Because like it has been confirmed that the husband that Peggy had, that she said she had, was Captain America all along. That's been confirmed.
Yeah. But I'm just going to ignore that.
Which means that simultaneously, while she, like the first time when he goes back and taps her on the shoulder and is like, oh, here I am, he's also in the ice. And so that, yeah, to me, my brain hurts.
Or even them fighting. Which again, raises more questions for me, but that's not relevant to this. But yeah, even them fighting, there's two of them in the same moment in time. Them being Captain America and Captain America in the time heist.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to explain this the best way I can. I've tried, okay, background. I've tried using like metaphors and stuff. So let's just go through that first and see if that makes any more sense to you hearing it again. These are stuff I've already mentioned to you. The first one is sort of I made a metaphor about a road. You want to do a highway exit or if you want to do a neighborhood. Let's do neighborhood. So if you're picturing time as they are, as like a physical thing as well, then let's make 2012, like when they did the time house in New York, that's a house, right? So me, if I walk into the 2012 house and I walk out and then I walk forward, that's me going forward in time. If I then turn around and go back to the 2012 house, I'm not gonna see it. I'm going to be experiencing that 2012 house at a different point in my own life. So physically speaking, I've been in there twice, but I'm experiencing it as one continuous thing. But with regards to the 2012 house, it's had me in there twice. So I'm realizing how confusing my thing is.
But 2012 only knows it as being in there once. It's like...
In 2012... I have been in that house twice. The 2012 house is an existing physical thing that I have been in twice.
So, but like
in my lifetime, I've been in there I was there once each time.
So like, for example, when
it's the same me,
Iron Man is in, he's like shrunken in the little, is he?
No, that was Ant-Man. That was Ant-Man.
But like, yeah. Captain America, but Iron Man is watching the whole scene unfold where basically he's like, that's the whole line where that suit did absolutely nothing for your ass.
Yeah.
And then Ant-Man's like, as far as I'm concerned, that's America's ass. And that's the whole, that's the whole like joke. But he's, Iron Man is in the exact same place as other Iron Man.
Yeah.
But how is, because, but they're the same Iron Man.
They are. So it's not like, and forget place, like they're in the same, yeah, they're in Avengers Tower. Think of place like 2012.
Okay.
It's, I just don't know if it's my metaphor that's like, because it makes the perfect sense to me when I'm thinking of this metaphor. But the more I talk about it, the harder it is to sort of conceptualize.
I guess just where I'm lost is like, how can Captain America simultaneously be in the ice, hasn't come out of the ice? Like, that's more where, like, if, let me ask you this. Say Captain America, like, in the present, I fully understand that, like, present Captain America goes back in time. He's not in the present anymore. He's in the past. That makes sense to me. But let me ask you this. Could present Captain America that goes into the past, could he have, because when he goes back into the past, past Captain America is still in the frozen in the ice, correct?
Yes.
Let me make sure I'm tracking.
He's not, his soul isn't leaving his present body and going to his past body. He's
physically going. I know that. But chronologically, he hasn't been found yet, correct?
Depends where you're talking about. But yeah, and when he's meeting Peggy, no, he hasn't been found yet.
Okay.
Still in the ice.
So present Captain America, theoretically, could he go to the place in the ocean and dig up, or the ice or whatever, and dig up past Captain America?
I mean, there would be a lot of paradoxes and all this other stuff.
That's the part that doesn't make... Yeah,
he physically could do it, yes.
But they're the same person. So how does that... They're the
same person.
That is what doesn't make sense to me. It's like, okay, I understand the going back in time part.
Yeah, and they explained that in the movie, but it's not... I like the explanation, but I guess it's not the easiest explanation. That's why I'm saying, like, time is a physical thing in Avengers because of stuff like that. Because what they said was, like, when you go into the past, it's still personally for you, your future, because your future, as a human move.
Yeah, I'm confirming what you're saying.
Yeah. So you as a human being are your perspective is moving forwards in time. So if I now went to 2012, everything I'm about to do in 2012 is still my personal future. So it doesn't matter when I am, like the location, the time I am in, any action I'm doing is my present, any action I'm about to do is my future.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
I guess more where I get hung up on is I see past Captain America and present Captain America who goes back to the past as two separate entities. I know that they're not. I know they're the same person. But my logical brain is like, well, the same person can't occupy two different places. Therefore, they must be two different entities.
Would it make it easier for you if you looked at it from the frame of, like, every time you age, you're a different person? Would that help you at all?
Maybe, but then, like, what's the threshold of aging? Because you could say every second of my life, there is a separate Amanda.
That's fine. So, because if they time traveled to, like, say 5 minutes before they time traveled, that would still work in their little thing. And if you view it as every second I'm a new person, then that would be like two people, but it's still the same person.
I guess that makes sense. It's, and then also, like, what confuses me is present you being able to alter and create events that happened in the past that you didn't realize were created by future you. Which example, driving away from Marvel for a second, is Prisoner of Azkaban, where you see the whole thing happen, and then where Buckbeak is being executed, and you hear the rock and the smack, you see and hear all those things. Then yeah. you jump to the thing with the time turner, and they go back in time and they create all of those things. So
That's where movies, I think, go from they're trying to do the scientific principle and they turn into philosophy. And that's where each movie has a different thing. So like in Harry Potter, you could argue that everything's fated then, and that no matter what you do, you're always going to arrive at the same destination. So it's determinism or something like that. Like it's, so for Harry Potter, no matter what they did, they're going to end up with the same result. Now they still needed to do what they did in order to make it happen, but they're basically puppets to time in that case. So like, even though they're time traveling, they were always meant to time travel because all that stuff exists. It already happened.
So in the case of Endgame,
and that's where the Ancient One was sort of,
yeah, then that's
why she was reluctant to give him the thing in the first
place.
That's
what I was going to jump back to.
Yeah, for them, there is no determined thing that happened. For them, there are multiple universes of things happening all at once, and any choice you make is an actual choice you're making that will change the course of everything. So when you go back in time and make those choices, you're now, in essence, creating a new universe because that stuff didn't happen in your universe. It's a branch. So they frame it as if they were successful in not having that happen, but it feels like they made that happen. Which I guess maybe they'll go more into like the Loki thing. Like the Loki TV show.
We may find out later in phase 4 of Marvel that they weren't as successful as they thought, because the next Doctor Strange movie is a multiverse movie.
Yeah. So like
that's my assumption based on the title.
Yeah. So like I'm trying to think, like did because they don't ever explain it, did the thing with Tony ever actually happen, like where it felt like his heart was stopping or whatever, or was that something new? They like, was old Tony watching something that he's already experienced happen, or was he making something new happen? Because if that's the case, then he's making a new branch anyway, so they already weren't being successful.
Or was like when he talks to his dad in after he goes and gets the pin particle, or goes to have Captain America get the pin particles, or no, he gets the pin particles.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the pin particles, and then
Captain America does. He gets the cube.
Right, and he's gonna go talk to his dad. At least in my understanding of it, it seemed like his dad decided to name his kid. Wait, what? Hang on, I'm trying to remember. It seemed like there was some in their conversation, there was something that created what happened in the future.
I don't know about that necessarily.
Because didn't he give his real name?
No, he said Howard.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
He's like, that'll be easy to remember. That's my name.
Okay, forget
that. But I definitely think that conversation must have had ramifications. I mean, he was a nervous father that sort of got calmed down.
No. I know where I was getting now. Tony gave him a quote that he didn't say it, but it obviously came from his dad. Or maybe he does say it in
yeah.
the...
Well, yeah, he said, my dad did drop the odd pearl. And he was like, well,
yeah,
like,
that's what it was.
So yeah, he did just tell him, my dad used to say this quote.
He actually got it from his son.
That is a paradox. That's called I can't remember what it's called, but it's like an origination paradox. The Flash did it too, because in The Flash, there's time travel in the TV show. And they see a future article of The Flash in a bright red suit. And then the guy was like, oh, I love the guy that designs the suits. I was like, oh, I love the bright red. But now if I make the bright red, if I make your suit bright red, did that mean I just got it from this? And then where did it originate? And what about the paradox?
Right.
Like, that's a real thing that sometimes movies kind of just brush over.
So you with can that see one, you could just why say my he confusion.
Got it. Yeah. With that one, we could just say maybe Howard already, because he said, smart man, your father. So maybe Howard already had that thought. We could just explain it away that way. So it still originated from Howard, and he's just repeating it back to him after he already had it. I don't know. But that's less of a, that's just more of a branching off minutia thing.
And the other thing, this doesn't have a lot to do with time travel, but this is something I saw in regards to the whole Captain America goes back in time and lives his entire life through the 20th and 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Someone mentioned that, yeah, he would have been with Peggy, but it would have been a very sad existence because he knew all the things that were going to happen, but in order for everything to happen and unfold the way that it would in the end that he knew about, he couldn't do anything. Like, he would know about September 11th, wouldn't be able to do anything about it. He would know about, that's the one that's sticking out in my brain because I think that's the exact example they used in the post.
There's like a funny little video that they did about that, or like the JFK assassination, or like visiting certain places.
Like or like a game.
Yeah, or like investments too. It's like, I want to invest in this one thing, but I should invest, you know what, let me invest in this other thing. And he's like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah. He's like, okay, invest in this, not that, if that's what you want to do.
Would Captain America use his prior knowledge to then kind of cheat the system?
That was the point of the video, is that she was making the wrong decision and she should have invested in this other thing, but he couldn't get her to, because that would be.
But would he personally do it? Would he personally be like, because you could justify it as like, oh, this looks like a really good start. Like, it's not his fault that he has the prior knowledge that Apple's going to be super successful.
I was actually thinking of the ethics of that the other day, because I was just thinking about like, well, what if I went back in time and like before 2020? If I invested in Zoom, would that be ethically okay for me
like
to do?
It's not the same as Biff taking the book of all of the records of who won everything and betting on those things. You could argue that it would be the same thing, but he can't help the prior knowledge that he already has. Or if he said to someone, like someone really close to him was about to get on a plane, one of the four planes on September 11th, is he ethically and morally required to say don't get on that plane?
I don't
know. This took a weird turn, but okay. I like it.
So that's actually in DC they touched on the back to the Flash. They kind of touched on the show, but it's like a whole thing in the comics. I haven't read the comics, but I know enough about it. So there in the comics is a thing called Flashpoint. So basically the sort of the part of what makes Flash who he is that his mother was killed. So he goes back in time and saves her. And then he wakes up and all of this stuff is new and like his mom's still alive and all this stuff. Well, then Flashpoint sort of makes it a point to sort of say, well, everything you do has little ripple and little ripple effects. So yeah, you might've done this one thing to save your mom, but it put the rest of the world in this huge scenario. If you want to go into the whole butterfly effect as well, if you step on a butterfly, then right, that could have ramifications.
Which is the argument, the argument of it's probably a good thing that we don't have access to time travel.
Yeah, because if that's true, that's really bad. I mean, just look at How I Met Your Mother. Everything that happened so that he would meet the mother. They even have the whole Penny episode. So if he went back in time to try to get with Robin, then any of those things could have changed drastically. This is kind of the whole thing. Like, humans in real life have continuity. That's our existence. So any change would change the continuity. I just want to go on the Mandela effect, but that's another Mandela effect.
No. Too many timey-wimey things.
Yeah, one thing I'm surprised you haven't brought up regarding Marvel is Thanos. Because
What about
technically speaking, if we follow the whole rule of, well, your life is still your life, and you're gonna go through time, and then linearly,
I think maybe why I'm not
die as his younger self.
Because I think what I'm not confused at is when they go back in time, Thanos is already dead. He's been dead for 5 years, and so that, because there's not a present Thanos to deal with, my brain kind of is like, okay, because the past Thanos is in the present.
Yeah, but now past Thanos won't die, or won't die, won't still be alive to cause all the things that made them go into the past in the first place. So then why would they ever go to the past? So then why would they ever kill Thanos in the first place? So then he's still alive. Okay, well, then they go in the past. So then they kill him. So then why would they? It's the whole paradox.
Because I hadn't thought of that, and now you just made me think of it. And now I'm thinking, well, Endgame, while a brilliant movie and was a great distraction from finals week, makes no sense.
Yeah, that's the grandfather paradox of things. It's like, if you kill your grandfather in the past, well, then you were never born. But if you're never born, you never went to the past to kill him. So then he'd still be alive. But then you'd kill him. So it's a loop. So that one confuses me. I don't have an explanation for that one. One thing I do think is cool, which is mentioned, I don't know if they mentioned it or if I found it like a fan theory thing, is Thanos, his whole speech when we first see him is like, I know what it's like to lose, turns your legs to jelly. And then when he actually loses, he has to sit down. So maybe there's like an explanation there where he actually did die and then just wake up in his back in the past and remembered that the fact that he died and that this was his destiny all along, but he had to do it anyway or something like that. Maybe that's why the Thanos we see in Infinity War is more peaceful and more, he seems almost wiser than the Thanos we meet in Endgame, because maybe he's gone through that and he knows what's going to happen.
Maybe,
because what he does still has an effect. Like they mentioned the Hudson River has life and everything. So what he did still had an effect for 5 years, and maybe that was enough that once they brought all the people back, life was better. So maybe he still felt like he did his mission or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. There's also...
Or maybe they accidentally opened up a branch anyway, like they promised the ancient one they wouldn't
do. Or like
do.
When they bring all the people back, suddenly you have all these intersecting universes of people, of people's lives that were lived until the snap, and then the people who were left created new lives within the 5 years, because that's what that is what humanity does.
Well, that's not a paradox. That's just a sucky situation.
It is, right? Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But it is. I kind of moved on from paradoxes. But that's another thing of why the whole thing doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Well, I love this movie. It's probably one of my favorite Marvel movies, and has a lot of great, well-earned fan service moments. It's like, okay, humans have this overarching spirit of, we're going to take the situation that we're in and we're going to make the best out of it. Not everyone, but in general, I feel like humanity does that.
Yeah,
we take sucky situations and we adapt to it. And so that is what the people who were not snapped did. They created new lives for themselves. They created new relationships. And so how awkward is it that, you know, your wife got snapped, and so you, within about 5 years, you meet someone else and you remarry, and then they come back and now you've got a new wife with two kids. It's the castaway paradox of, I don't know if you've ever seen Castaway with Tom Hanks, but he's trying so hard to get off. He's been trying so hard to get off this island with one goal of getting back with his girlfriend. I don't know if they were engaged or not. It's been a while, but at least his girlfriend. And then he finally gets back, and that's his entire reason for existence at this point, is that's his one goal, is getting off the island. And then you come back and she's married and she has her own life. So that's kind of sucky with time travel a little bit.
That's actually kind of something I think would be great to explore. I don't know if that's even really time travel.
No, not
that's
time travel, but like the
situation effects, they kind of put us in.
The effects of what they did during their time travel, because
that was the whole they may have saved a lot of lives, but in the process they may have destroyed a lot of lives because of, I think that's something that would be great to explore, which I hope they kind of did in Spider-Man but it was very funny. It was very, that wasn't the focus anyway.
Yeah, it was just basically a throwaway line of, oh, well, if you were a freshman, if you got to start high school all over again now.
I think it
sucks to be them.
I really hope the Hulk said something in his brain so that people that weren't on a plane when it happened, they didn't wake up back in the air, because that would have been horrible. Oh, I'm back. Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm dying.
I thought it'd also be cool if they like had a villain who was about to die, or who died and then came back and like got a second chance at life, and that like reinvigorated something. I don't know. There's one. No matter what, we can definitely say that Marvel has hopefully a lot more in store for us. As long as they keep making good stories, we'll always have more stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I think you've cleared up some time travel stuff. I don't know that you're going to clear up everything, but
yeah, I think your main point. I think the main thing was forcing you to picture them as one person. I think was the major thing, because they are one person, but if you are forced into like rigid thinking about that, that makes everything else difficult. And then right. I added another question that totally ruined that with the Thanos thing. Sorry about that. I don't have an answer for that one, so I can't explain it to you.
All right, well, maybe we'll explain that in a future episode.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, well, follow us on our social media. Which is what, Christian?
Plot Points at AC.
AC on Instagram and Plot Points with Amanda and Christian on Facebook.
I will learn those at some point. It'll be a plot point for me.
And we will see you in our next episode.
Yeah. So I think we reached somewhere, finally.
Goodbye. Bye.